Thank you, Ian. Now we have reached our last set of news items. What do we have for you? A chap who bizarrely enjoys taking photographs of bins around the city. Is that news, I hear you asking? Then a floating door. And your face on a pint of Guinness. Well, you couldn't have asked for more odd or varied items, could you? They are a mundane part of our city that most people would walk past without a second thought. But for David Clark, a rubbish-obsessed Norfolk man, photographing bins has become an addiction. He says Norwich has some of the best in the county. The self-employed gardener and painter explained, "The bins in Norwich are nice and big. My favourite has to be the one near the market, due to its clear labelling." The 55-year-old posts pictures on his social media page, Bins Fantastic, which has gained a loyal following. He said, "Rubbish was my passion as a kid. It started in the 1970s when I used to visit Tips with my grandfather. I love the sound of bin trucks. My followers are obsessed with bins too."
A mysterious floating door on a 19th century city centre pub has had people scratching their heads over why it was built. But now the owners of the Garnet in Gentleman's Walk have revealed its origin. The door, which is located on the second floor of the Boozer and opens out into a sheer drop at the back of the site, was constructed when the building was used as a butcher's. A spokeswoman for the pub said the door would have been an entry or exit from the building. It was previously a butcher's, and part of the site has since been torn down. The door is blocked off and no longer in use, but the pub holds more mysteries. Inside the building, there's another door located on the second floor, which could lead to a hidden passageway.
Large crowds gathered in one of the city's busiest shopping streets as a hit ITV show filmed a segment. Gentleman's Walk was filled with city folk trying to make their television debut and meet a soap star while This Morning aired live from outside Lloyds Bank. Former Coronation Street actor Colson Smith visited Norwich for the first time to break the news that it is the happiest place in the UK, according to a survey. Norwich beats 75 other towns and cities, which were ranked on a scale of happiness based on the beauty of their surroundings. Placards reading, "Norwich Happy," were revealed by a class of schoolchildren, while the city crier, dressed in traditional garb, rang a bell and yelled heartily.
A pub in Prince of Wales Road has been gifted a special machine for just 2 weeks. Guinness has sent Pope Mahones a device that allows photos to be uploaded from customers' phones, which can then be printed onto the head of a pint. The punters scan the barcode, upload the photo, and then wait in the queue while the image is created on the black and white stout. Aidan Mahon, who is the landlord of the Irish bar, said, "Its arrival is very exciting for the business. It's free for anyone who buys a Guinness, so we just thought it would be great for us," he explained. "It has given us, especially by Guinness, because we were recognised as the best Irish pub in East Anglia by Guinness themselves."
Officials are refusing to reveal designs showing how a landmark building could be transformed, despite councillors seeking to make a £1 million decision to progress them to the next stage. Norwich's Labour Cabinet is meeting to vote on whether it wants to pursue proposals for a major regeneration of the Grade 2 listed City Hall. The council has revealed what the project could include, such as a new entranceway, workspaces, and revamped reception area. But concept designs produced by architects at the cost of £387,000 are being kept under wraps. It means the public will be unable to see them before councillors agree to spend the £1 million to progress the development to the next stage, where they will seek consent to make changes to the listed building. Carly Harper, Cabinet Member for Major Projects, insists the council is not being secretive and that the concept designs will be shared eventually, but currently it is too early to present them. Doing nothing is not an option. It's vital we move forward now to secure the City Hall's iconic status for the rest of the century. Currently, City Hall costs the council £100 million a year in running costs.
A Broadway star will play the lead in a West End musical that is returning to Norwich for the first time in 15 years. The Chichester Festival Theatre production of Top Hat, the musical, will play at the Norwich Theatre Royal from March the 24th to the 29th. The show is based on the classic 1935 film, which starred Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. The stage adaptation's original West End production won the 2013 Olivier Award for the Best New Musical. Playing the role of Jerry and making his UK debut is Philip Atmore, who competed in the sixth series of So You Think You Can Dance and went on to perform on Broadway.
Delivering sacks of Christmas cheer, this immersive experience plucks you from the heart of Mid-Norfolk into the enchanting world of classic festive film The Polar Express. The festive train ride has been launched at the Mid-Norfolk Railway for the 2025 festive season. Visitors are handed a precious golden ticket on arrival at Dereham Station before embarking on the train as puffs of steam fill the twinkling platform. Once on board, the journey serves up a deconstructed take on the famous story of the young boy who travels to the North Pole on a magical train. It is suitably heartwarming that the Mid-Norfolk Railway, a small volunteer-run heritage railway in a market town, manages to create such a slick and captivating experience.
Well, we've now reached the end of this weekly edition. When you have finished with the recording, place the memory stick in the wallet, turn the address label in the wallet over, and drop it in a postbox. We always like to hear from you, so you are always welcome to pop a message in the wallet. The other regular reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free. If you ask someone else to post it for you, don't forget to tell them. We do regularly receive wallets which have been paid for. We are conscious that the postal service is not as quick as it used to be, so the post may not arrive as early as you would like. So do not feel that you have to return the stick immediately, as we want you to have enough time to enjoy listening.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition. And thanks go to all those who have produced it today, including those who deal with all our post, edit the news items, and check what we send out to you. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. As Mike said, we always like to hear from you, so please do feel free to call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You will know that our office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, hold on until you hear our answer phone message, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now all that remains is for us to say we hope you enjoyed listening and to say goodbye for this week. Don't forget that Chat Around follows on now, so keep listening. So it's goodbye from me, Sue.
And goodbye from me, Mike.